Welcome to episode 38 of Published. Today I'll speak with a digital media strategist here at Greenleaf, Alicia Parker-Smith, to chat about podcasts and why they are a vital aspect of the PR and marketing strategy for new books.
Welcome to Published, a podcast by Greenleaf Book Group, where we'll discuss the ins and outs of the publishing industry, from writing a book and finding the right publisher, to gearing up for a book launch. And now, here's your host, Greenleaf Book Group CEO, Tanya Hall.
Welcome back to Published. In today's episode, we're talking about using podcast interviews to market your book. Podcast listenership has exploded in growth over the past few years, and it's now one of the most popular ways to consume media. By being a guest on a popular podcast and talking about your book, you can turn this boom of listeners into faithful readers and seriously amplify your book's success. A voice-to-voice connection with your audience showcases your personality and really allows you to connect as a person, not just as an author. So it's a wonderful way to build your platform and extend your brand to an existing and new audience. Let's get into the interview. All right, Alicia, welcome to Published.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what your role is here at Greenleaf?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Alicia, a really cool way I help people remember how to pronounce my name. If you know Spanish at all, it rhymes with policia, the word for police in Spanish. So my name rhymes with that. I am originally from North Carolina, grew up as a military kid, have a background in public relations. And here at Greenleaf, I am the digital media marketing strategist. So I help kind of bridge PR and marketing with focus on positioning an author's story and a message around a highly engaged audience.
Great. And that's been an area of focus for us, of course, here at Greenleaf as a team for a bit. And can you talk a bit about the role of podcasts and digital media in a PR campaign?
Absolutely. So podcast outreach is a genius way to meet your ideal audience where they are. So a podcast brings third-party credibility via the host of the podcast, and you're able to not only speak about your message, but to your audience in open dialogue with this third-party credibility alongside with you. So an author is able to directly narrate to a podcast's audience where they are as the brand, and the audience is able to hear them and engage with them. So podcasts are increasingly becoming a way that people are consuming content. Millions of people are listening to podcasts for news, entertainment, how-tos, and also what to buy next.
Absolutely, and it's only going to grow more as everybody continues to get more and more connected to smart speakers and listening to podcasts in your car through Bluetooth and all kinds of ways. I know there's a generation behind me that basically grew up with earbuds in their ears 24/7, and it bodes very well for certain parts of our business, like audiobooks, but podcasts also fall in that bucket.
Absolutely.
I know we'll talk about this more later, but I think a lot of people don't think about podcasts as you're creating a piece of content too. It's not just you doing some promotional thing and then it's gone. It leaves a footprint. So I know we'll talk later about how best to use that, but it's very exciting.
It is.
So as far as an author becoming a guest on a podcast, I know that that is your specialty. That's what you're amazing at all day long. Can you talk a bit about what that looks like and how they go about becoming a guest?
Absolutely. So at a high level, before I start anything as far as outreach and really working on the service, I like to speak to authors. I like to get a feel for their personality, what their goals are, because this all starts to play and come together as part of their outreach strategy. So I like to workshop them through that. Then I go off and I work on identifying the right podcast. And there's a little bit of criteria that I can go into detail about a little bit later on how I identify the right podcast. And after I identify some podcasts, we kind of reconvene. I kind of touch base with the author. Hey, this is what I found. This is what I'm thinking. Make sure we're on the same page. And then I go off and I start pitching and I start doing what I love. And so with any interest, I help coordinate the details with the author and walk them through how to strategically use this piece of content, like you were hinting at earlier, in a way that they can share it and be smart about how they share it. And then also just prepping them for the podcast in general. So I like to, it's also fun, you know, helping prep an author for that, especially if they haven't done one before, if it's new to them, but just really seeing them come into their own and being able to have these interviews.
Yeah, and I know there can be a bit of art and science with anything pitching related. So any key tips, whether they're around timing or the pitch itself, any key tips for those authors listening who might want to tackle this on their own?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to go to detail about
it? Go for it.
Okay. So authors play a huge role in making their experience successful. And again, at a high level, it's my goal to connect an author with a highly engaged audience. And that's what I do through podcast outreach. And so with that, I have to do lots and lots of research. And so it's important to know that just because a podcast is a top podcast doesn't mean that it's necessarily the right podcast for that author's audience and who they're trying to engage with, because they might not even be engaging necessarily with the host's own call to actions. So it goes beyond just numbers here, but a few things I like to factor in is the podcast topics. Is the topic applicable to the author's book topic or some level of expertise, some area of expertise that author has? Because if it's not a good topical fit, it's kind of, you know, not the best strategic move. And then also the host. Is that host even willing to interview people? Some podcasts don't do interviews at all. And then some hosts have special criteria for who they want to interview. They might not want to interview someone in a similar space. They might want to interview someone in a different space. So that information all becomes important during that research process. I also pay attention to past episodes, and also, is the podcast active? Some people have amazing podcasts that they haven't updated a single episode in like 2 years. And so sometimes I'll run into that. I'm like, oh, this is such a great podcast for this author, but your last episode was last December. It's kind of awkward sometimes, but that all matters. And also their social media presence. Is this person not only active on the podcast platform, but are they sharing their content on social media? Because that's going to help this author become more discoverable to future audiences who might want to engage with their brand or purchase one of their offerings. And so that is pretty much the bulk of what I look at a high level. And then also going back to the numbers deal, is this podcast realistically attainable? NPR is not going to necessarily be an attainable podcast or even an appropriate podcast for authors. So kind of setting that expectation with them as well.
Thank you. That was a lot of good advice in there. And I think another thing that I know we've learned over the years of pitching podcasts is that sometimes podcasts batch their production, and authors are always surprised because you are so accustomed to subscribing to something. And so there's something new in your podcast inbox, you know, whether it's weekly or monthly, and you think, oh, they're producing weekly or monthly, but no, in fact, they produced all of them in January or whatever it was, and they released them throughout the year. So that can be a little disappointing, I know, for authors as well, but they could then potentially do a sponsorship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of podcasts operate on seasons, ones that are more established. And so pitching them a little bit ahead of time for podcasts that are like that might be a more strategic move, because they can change their topic based on the season as well.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so we've talked a bit about what you are looking at when you're looking at the podcasts, but what are the podcast hosts looking at when they're considering a guest to say yes to?
Yeah, absolutely. So each podcast is different. I kind of gave some detail to that earlier, but podcasts that are just getting momentum are going to operate a little bit differently than more established podcasts. And by more established, I don't necessarily mean have this huge following. It's not necessarily numbers here, but maybe how long they've been in production. Some podcasts, they literally record off of their laptop. It's just you and the host, and you're on a web chat interface. Some podcasts have a full-blown production team. So each is a little bit different. And generally, podcast producers look for someone who fits their topic and can speak the language of their audience, either by fitting in with maybe they share a same identity. Some podcasts have a female host and really look for female guests to interview, or even by the topic, the value of the topic that you're able to provide. So some podcasts, focus specifically on parenting. So how are you able to contribute to that particular topic? For example, here. And so hosts don't want a Joe Schmo off the street. And I'm sorry, if your name is actually Joe Schmo, you become like an American icon, for example. But they want someone with credibility. And that is legwork an author has to do, whether it's through branding work, through being active on social media, contributing to thought leadership to their industry, but really helping to position them as a thought leader and being of value to each podcast that we pitch.
Yeah, definitely. And I will add at least one tip to that from my television production days, which come full circle into, in a way, what I'm doing here at Greenleaf now with podcasts and so forth. I think as someone booking a guest, one of the things that's critically important, especially if you are doing a pre-interview where they're basically trying to make sure you can talk pretty, they want to know that you have some sense of how to speak in a soundbite. And back in the TV world, a soundbite is it's a standalone bit of content that has a clear beginning and end, I guess, is the neatest way I could describe it. Because we've had guests even on this podcast and who just go on and on and on and on and on, and the host cannot find a little way to wiggle in and try to get to the next question. So if you find that when you listen to yourself, you have that tendency, there are classes you can take on speaking in sound bites, do some media training, or just write out some talking points related to your content so you kind of have some rails around what you're going to say.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great tip.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about what they're looking for in a guest, and I just mentioned one thing you can do to be a good guest, but what are some podcast do's and don'ts in general?
I love it. So you've got a podcast interview scheduled. Congratulations. Here is what you want to make sure you do as a guest, an author on a podcast. First, you want to ask questions so you can make sure that you can properly prepare for the way you're going to be recorded. Like I mentioned earlier, some podcasts record via laptop, some have full-blown production teams. You kind of want to know what that looks like in advance. You also want to know the host's name, major minor detail there, and a little bit of background on their show. It's pretty often and natural that some hosts will often reference past episode topics, so doing your research is really valuable there. Having materials the host request to use in promoting you as well, giving that to them in advance. You want to make sure when you actually get into the nitty-gritty of recording and doing your interview that you thank the host and make sure that they know that you're appreciative. That's a good networking building just tip in general, especially if this is a show where you could potentially be on multiple times. Also, bring energy in your unique way. So every author has a different personality, but what is unique to you and bringing energy is going to be so important because your tone and your voice is so powerful. Even though people can't see your body language, your tone and voice is very powerful in communicating your passion and enthusiasm and just love for whatever topic or book you might be speaking to. Also, be ready to promote yourself, but don't spend the interview promoting yourself. And so one thing we like to do here is we have some ways to help prep authors specifically with some few questions and kind of giving them a deliverable to help them stay focused, because it's really interesting when you can spend all this much time preparing, but once the recording turns on, some people, like, their minds completely just space out. So we help create a deliverable for you to be able to make sure you remember to hit the key points that you want to, the key points of communications you want to deliver to your audience. And so being prepared with a game plan to use the podcast feature to its fullest is also a good thing to think about while you're even in the interview, and we also help authors do that as well. As far as some don'ts, oh boy, so this is kind of, obvious, but you clearly don't want to be disrespectful or condescending to a host or their audience. So that goes back to knowing that podcast's audience. They might be sensitive to some topics, or just there are some red flag topics that don't get addressed on that show at all. Might want to make sure you don't wave the flag on that one. And so also don't rely on one piece of tech for recording. It has been ridiculous, not just with podcast interviews, but just in your interacting with people using technology, how you are relying on this one piece and it fails you. And so always having backups so you don't have to be the one to reschedule a podcast recording. And then also you want to make sure, as far as a don't, that this one, as far as expectation settings, know that this one podcast will not give you 100 a book sales. And I'll talk a little bit about, DMM strategy, digital media marketing strategy at a high level and with this a little bit later, but that is not what DMM is. And so those are a couple of the do's and don'ts when you are a guest for a podcast.
Great. Thank you. And I'm not only the host of this podcast, but at least one other podcast, and I'm a guest on many, and I can tell you, it's really important to get a backup call-in number, because if you find for whatever reason you can't connect on the number you're supposed to call in on and you sense that they're just there waiting for you, but you have no other recourse, you're probably shooting off an email as fast as you can, but get a backup phone number, I think, is important. And then, so many of these interviews, as you mentioned, take place using Skype or Zoom or some online podcasting software. So just remember, if you are the guest, to silence your calendar notifications. I've been guilty of that a few times. In the middle of a sentence, there's this bang. And it will really take you out of your train of thought quite quickly. Those are a couple of extra ones I'll throw into the mix there.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So once the author is on the podcast and it's packaged up and ready to go, and they're notified it's going to go live. How do they make the most out of that media hit, out of that opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. So with digital media marketing, and I'll also refer to that as DMM, we work with authors to help them be strategic about getting the most mileage for their feature or features. And so think of their mediums of communication and how to promote the interview to those mediums as an author. So are you on social media, multiple social media platforms? Do you have a newsletter? Do you have an active website? All of those things are things to consider. And know where to share the content and be smart about how you do it is also very important. So just because an interview is out there and I've noticed it doesn't mean that your audience already knows it exists. Audiences are not mind readers, unfortunately. So have you told your audience that you have an interview out? Have you communicated that to them? And then also, you know, through that respected medium that you're using to communicate with them.
Yeah, great. And I had a really nice podcast host who had me on as a guest who did something I thought was especially gracious. And she said if I was appearing in, if I was speaking at a conference or going to be at some sort of a association meeting or something like that, to let them know. And then they would basically re-announce my podcast appearance and with the conference hashtag. And I thought, wow, that was very generous. And yeah, you know, it never hurts to ask if somebody thinks that might have content that's relevant to the conference and gives everybody a lift in terms of overall PR.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about kind of do's and don'ts and what a podcaster is looking for and what you should look for as the author or guest on a podcast. But if we still have some listeners who are skeptical about the power of podcasts or the reach of podcasts, what would you say to those folks?
Absolutely. So podcast outreach is a method to make authors more discoverable and provide them shareable content like you were talking about earlier that helps establish them as a thought leader, which is extremely important, especially as you're releasing a book and from branding and just general outreach. So this helps provide a way to disseminate their content and share it with audiences. It's like a breadcrumb. You're leaving a breadcrumb as an author when you're doing podcast outreach and some of the other digital media marketing services. And you're leaving this breadcrumb through places that your target audience can find and eventually link back to you as well. So this helps create an archive of content that is shareable, that you are able to share on your platforms and respected mediums, and also for that host to share as well, that will attract future listeners and people who can potentially engage with your content and your offering. And so this is also helpful for social media, like I mentioned, and even if you're pitching for other opportunities as well. So if you're ever wanting to get on more podcasts or do more interviews, a lot of producers want to know, have you been on an interview before? Have you done one before? And can we, you know, see an example of that and what your offering is there? So it's a tool to touch people who are looking for your content but don't necessarily know you yet. And nowadays, people want to know the person behind what they're buying, not just what they're buying. And podcasts allow you to introduce yourself to a new audience off of the social capital that the audience trusted friend, aka the host, is. It's like having and end with the cool kids, essentially, if you want to think back to like high school days and the lunch table, like the cafeteria, which is a huge social monumental moment of your upbringing. But it's how you get in with the cool kids through that warm lead through the podcast's host. And they are the gatekeepers and the people you are trying to reach. So that is what makes this tool so powerful. Also, podcast outreach isn't just for big podcasts. We don't exclude niche audiences because they are typically highly engaged. And I don't know the last time you listened to a podcast, but I added a new podcast this weekend, and literally the first episode, they promoted like two different services, and I was immediately on those websites looking more and digging more into that content. And so doing podcast outreach doesn't guarantee hits, but this is a service to pitch podcasts, and there is no guarantee of the amount of coverage that an author will get. But our goal is not just to get big podcasts like I was mentioning earlier, but to really find those podcasts with those audiences, those key niche audiences that are highly engaged, like I was just mentioning through that example, and are looking for your kind of content but just may not know who you are yet, and that you can offer what they're looking for to them. And so podcasts are discoverable, shareable, and they live on a third-party platform, which is what makes them an awesome service.
Yes, all great bits of advice and insight. And I think overall, it's so important for people to remember when they put on their marketing hat, we have to meet our audience where they are. And the numbers behind the growth of podcasts are just ginormous. It's ridiculous how quickly it's growing. So it's only going to grow more. So the sooner you can get on some and start to plant a flag and have some, like you said, some proof of your chops as a guest, then the better off you'll be in the long run.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience about the power of podcasts?
I pretty much covered everything, but if you have any questions, feel free to go on our website and our Learning Center. We have an article kind of detailing what digital media marketing is. So that is a service here offered at Greenleaf, where we do things like podcast outreach and a couple other services, and you can visit our website to check out what that looks like. And then hopefully, you know, if this is something that you're looking for as far as discoverable content, content that you can share, and third-party credible content, then podcast outreach is a potential service that you might be looking into.
And then you can work directly with Alicia.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it for our episode today. We hope you enjoyed learning about the power of podcasts and the influence they can have for authors. For notes and resources from today's show, go to greenleafbookgroup.com/episode38. You can also find advice for writing, publishing, and promoting your work in my book, Ideas, Influence, and Income, which you can learn more about at ideasinfluenceandincome.com. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It means a lot to have your feedback. Definitely helps us make sure we're answering your publishing questions. And a big thank you to Eleanor Fishbourne, who produces the Published podcast. We'll be back next month with another new episode.
Thanks for listening to Published. To learn more, please visit greenleafbookgroup.com. And remember to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.